It can mean only one thing.
Say that again.
We all are in this cultural trance.
Yeah.
Go away, you look funny.
I feel it's time for something dramatic. Something that'll surprise the audience. Keep their attention.
Are you ready to rock?
Go away.
The bigger they are, the further they fall, and the funnier it gets.
Every time it seems we've gone about as far as we can, it's time for Grandma and Grandpa to take off.
All you need is a stick, a pot or a pan, spoons, a bell, a triangle, cymbal, anything you can get to make some noise with.
Well, folks, there's real progress. You can see why we call it Exquisite
Quirk. CITR 101.9, Vancouver.
Remain seated, please.
This program tells you what to do in an emergency.
It's controlled by computers.
I'm going to describe some simple techniques that you can use to improve your listening skills.
It's a lot of work.
Money. No records, no record release party. No record release party, no record release party snacks.
They even say that you're going to die.
All right, this is Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Different mic, sorry. Habit. Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. You have stumbled onto us once again on a Thursday evening, and this is the show with the experimental avant-garde noise and Plunderphonics, Oddball, Outsider, Art Rock, and everything that entails. So tonight, if you stay tuned long enough, we'll have Feliz Navidad number 4. It is hot off the press. I believe, I don't know how long ago it was, we did maybe 2003 when we did the first ones, 1 and 2. And then was it last year I did number 3 or the year before? I don't know. But there's a number 4. There's a number 4 out now. And it's just new this week. So we're going to be hearing that later on. But we're going to start with Canada's own noise artist, Gone. And just grab this here. Gone's stuff online. Signals from Another Planet by Gone on Exquisite Corpse. Thank you.
All right, all y'all
avant-garde
salon people, are y'all
ready to make
some
motherfucking
noise? I want to
see y'all giving it up
for
these
talentless hardcore hillbilly studio
gangster
hoes who
represent
not
only the
redneck Hoosier state
of
Indiana,
but the
worldwide
internet as they
muddle
their
way
through
an hour
of
boring
crap
with tired
old beat copyright infringement all around stupidity
and
enough
noise to ruin any
artistic credibility this salon party was supposed
to have.
Put your paws
together for animals within animals.
Animals within animals.
Animals within animals.
Animals within animals.
Animals within animals. Animals within animals within animals within animals within animals within animals.
Put your
paws
together. Put your paws. I always was that as a little girl. I just wasn't little.
Only in theaters.
I thought all the good ones were taken. And then my girlfriend shows up with this great guy. They look good together and they're really having fun. She told me I should call you when I'm going to drop off. You should too. Turns out all the good ones are. 5 minutes. Meeting people is easy. Someone wants to talk to you right now. On LifeLink's chat line.
Must be 18 or older. Call 317-715-1010. Or drugs we use it for you.
Addiction is a brain disease. For information, visit StopDrugAddiction.org or call 1-800-729-6686.
I disapprove. And the rave community disapproves.
President Bush's drug czar says a five-year government ad campaign has not reduced drug use among American teens. In some cases, the ads may have encouraged them to take drugs.
The ads that have cost the taxpayers of more than $929 million appeared on TV, radio, and the internet. Some had professional actors portraying people whose lives had been devastated by drugs. Others featured famous rock and roll stars, including Mary J. Blige and the Dixie Chicks.
I wish the teenagers that come and scream at our concerts knew what a dork I was in high school. Nerd. And I think that kind of pushed me to think, oh, well, I better do what the cool kids are doing. There's pressure.
In all, more than 200 ads were produced. Now John Walter, head of the White House Office of Drug Control Policy, openly admits they were a failure.
Look, I think, to be direct, yes, the goal of the campaign was to reduce drug use. And it was some of us broken by John Julian may have
So what you're saying is the drug ads may have had the reverse effect that was intended. And in fact, I think girls, especially ages 12 to 13, are more likely to smoke pot after the
problem with the good thing about it is we have an evaluation, and so we know this is going on and we can fix it.
Have you been able to identify why these ads don't work?
We haven't. And sometimes it's very hard. Sometimes, for example, with young people, prevention messages that if you target them too young, you're essentially in the position of answering questions kids don't have. And you may convey intentionally that, a lot of people your age are doing this, so beginning to have them think about, maybe I should consider doing this. That could be a phenomenon. But the research that we have at this stage of the evaluation in no way allows us to tell you why it happens. But we nonetheless have the blunt fact that there seems to be a statistically significant correlation, and we were in a medical trial, we would stop the trial and we change what we are doing because we don't want to cause harm.
Major advertising agencies created the failed spot. The government had limited creative input and did not test most of the ads before paying to put them on the air. By comparison, a 1980s public service spot by a nonprofit group proved to be much more effective.
This is your brain. This is drugs.
Descending passage.
This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
A lesson from that memorable spot is now being used in the latest campaign, linking buying illegal drugs and terrorism.
I helped murder families in Colombia.
It was just innocent fun.
I helped kill police.
I was just having fun.
I helped Obama get a fake passport.
All the kids do it.
I helped kill
according to the drug czar, any message from a message from a grenade has to be sure to calculate the date
that same concept. Think about it. Not only what this
drugs are bad for you. They're bad for democratic institutions.
Astronomical phenomena.
The earlier ads
on the alignment of the Dragon Star with the descending passage.
Have you tested the terror drug ads yet?
Yeah, the terror ads were tested more extensively than the other ads. We have pulled any ads out of
school. The place representing the said date on the chronological scale.
We need to be more direct.
So Menzies requested Smith to investigate the matter at the pyramid.
And how's that playing when you tell legislators up on Capitol Hill, you know what, hasn't worked in the past, but I believe we can make this work. Are they trying, or are they willing to give you the money to keep trying?
Well, we'll see whether they are willing to support it. I'm confident that they are going to want this. They understand the power of advertising. We use advertising to recruit our military. We use advertising for all kinds of public health messages and educational messages.
Brand or subculture, while it is
in their respective plans.
Market.
And that's when the mass consumer picks up on it and runs with it and then eventually kills it.
And that's the paradox of cool hunting. It kills what it finds. As soon as marketers discover cool, it stops being cool.
The more you
You can't ever solve the problem.
At a specified time, the planet would be visible by Vava telescopes.
This is Exquisite Corpse Radio, CITR. Listening to some Bobby Vomit live at Recycled Rainbow, part of the Animals Within Animals Collective, live, playing live, an event called Recycled Rainbow, a Thunderphonics gig, which I hear is fun, but not something that's close enough for me to attend, though, I tell you. We've started the show with Gone, Signals from Another Planet, the name of that one from Canada's Gone, and fire alarm. It's going off in the building here. Did not know quite the proper way to run screaming out of the building, but nobody would tell me, so life goes on. Up at about 25 after, we're going to be starting, well, let's say 24 after, maybe 20, 23 after 8. We'll be starting the Feliz Navidad number 4 for you. And it's worth hearing. Set your tape recorders. It's going to be fun. Let's hear a track from Team Doyobi now from the Branches and Roots compilation from Fat Cat Records from a few years ago. How long ago? A couple years ago, I think. Team Doyobi and a track called E5. Just make sure my eyes are kind of bad, kind of going down. Team Doyobi, E5, from Branches and Roots, on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Durst?
He's like Iggy.
You are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Dear loyal listeners of CITR, our second annual funding drive could not have succeeded without you, and for that, we'd like to give out a big thank you.
Our goal this year was $10,000, and to date, we've raised $7,008. So, we're going to keep treading water in hopes of reaching that goal.
Avast, you salty sea dog!
That means if you've made a pledge or would still like to make a donation, you can still do so on our website. The address is www.citr.ca. Don't forget that you'll be, one, investing in better capital equipment for the station, which will facilitate better music production, DJing, and member use, and two, you'll be donating to the raddest station in town.
In addition, you'll still be able to pick up cool prizes or various things, including T-shirts, CDs, and friends cards.
Aye!
If you currently have prizes to pick up, you can stroll down to the station anytime you want and get them.
Aye, aye!
How come I don't get a pirate voiceover?
Here's a track by an artist called Colleen. Everyone Alive Wants Answers from Wiretapper, number 10.
Is in the hands of just a few. You're at their mercy. You play by their rules.
Let's take a look and listen.
I could stay there a week.
Now, the collapse of the U.S. dollar versus the yen.
Okay. Do you anticipate then that we might see further upside appreciation in gold as a result of some of the upheaval we're seeing in, as you said, in the debt situation, in the banking situation, and so on and so forth?
Grand Hotel. Red dust. And the unforgettable Mutiny on the Bounty.
So warm and cozy here.
Why would I want to know that?
The way things are set.
Evidence that they've been very reluctant to do so.
Indianapolis, Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
I would also like to...
And the judge's opinion was just that, an opinion.
An opinion is what somebody thinks, not what's necessarily true.
An opinion is a judgment based on insufficient grounds to provide certainty. Noah Webster.
There you are, Huggles. Three independent opinions. Baby, baby.
Younger man.
But also by their level of mental development, to make sure that he or she understood the facts, and then to make a moral judgment.
We'll be right back.
You just heard Steve Fisk there with This Vacuum from 448 Deathless Days. A product of SST Records way back in 1980-something, 87, I believe that is. 448 Deathless Days. And Tape Beatles before that. From A Subtle Buoyancy of Pulse. You Play by the Rules. Name of that cut up piece. Solvent was in there with Spin Cycle from Idle Tryouts number 2. That was that electro-y sounding thing. And we are listening to White Rainbow in the background, and a strange little CD from Cranky Records called Prism of Eternal Now. And the track is For Terry. For Terry. And, yeah, in just a few minutes here, about 4 or 5 minutes, we've got the Feliz Navidad number 4 coming up, our annual mix of Christmas mayhem. So stay tuned for that. Always good time. But, oh, no, I have something here from Church Police, and I finally tracked down this Church Police album I've been looking for quite a while here. It's very reminiscent of Flipper's first CD, if you're familiar with that, as I am, one of my favorite bands ever. And this is very much in that vein. In fact, calling themselves Pet Rock, as well as Flipper did, back in those days of this San Francisco weird core. And so we're going to be hearing some of that from Church Police. A track called Life is Fun from Church Police on Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show.
I'm gonna
Church Police, Life is Fun. Merry Christmas, everyone. We'll send this one out to Paul, who's just gone through surgery. Paul, Merry Christmas. Hope to see you soon. We're not going to play this one next time. And this is our Value Village, people. Feliz Navidad on number 4.
Tapa, off we go to the land of ice and snow.
The idea.
All you kids make me sick. You act like little Miss Muffet, and down inside you're dirty. Do you hear me? Dirty. You're greedy and self-centered and think you can get away with anything.
Now this is a big town Christmas.
The Yule tide has turned, ladies and gentlemen. The anti-Christmas forces are retreating all over the USA. In Wichita, Kansas, the big display used to be called a community tree. Now it's called a Christmas tree, thanks to the city council. In Deerfield, New Hampshire, some cops and firefighters say they're putting up the nativity scene, and you can talk to them if you don't like it. Walgreens now says it made a mistake banning Merry Christmas from its advertising this year, and next year Christmas will be back. Lowe's Home Improvement Centers now say they are selling Christmas trees, not holiday trees. And the biggest victory of all, Macy's. Last year, it wouldn't advertise using Christmas. This year, well, here's a spot.
All I want for Christmas is more, more, more. More than a duck ever got before. Gimme caboodles and oodles and oodles, and soon all my loodles slide out the door. I hope Santa brings a real truckload. It won't all fit into his sleigh. This Christmas I want a real duckload to put the hall in holiday. Hey, hey, hey!
I wish someone would take me home for Christmas. I'd look so cute beneath the Christmas tree.
But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight.
Where do all the female reindeer go on Christmas Eve while their husbands are pulling Santa's sleigh?
Of course, down to the Elks Club to blow a few bucks.
Beautiful.
Well, we have something spectacular to tell.
You know what I've always thought?
Merry Christmas, Elvis. I love you.
Girl, I'm only 9 years old. Why, I wasn't even born when you brought the world rock and roll.
Merry Christmas, Elvis. I love you so.
What is Christmas?
Oh, yes, Elvis. By the way, if you don't mind, I wish you'd tell Jesus I wish him a happy birthday.
Merry Christmas. Everybody go home.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
She has never eaten in a restaurant, traveled more than 5 miles from home, received or sent a telegram, read anything except funny papers and the Bible.
On the first day of Christmas, I said to my mate, I'm a-going hunting, and I might be home late. The next day of Christmas, seems I lost my way.
What?
And I ain't seen my cabin since dawn yesterday.
It's been a hard day's night
before Christmas.
But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight,
I love gay porn. I'm watching gay porn right now.
Just before last Thanksgiving, I quit my job.
I hate my job because I love gay porn.
I got a nice severance package and drove home.
Children, Santa wants to tell you about someone who loves you very much. And this someone watches over you every night, just like your mommy, just like your daddy do. He also watches over me, Santa Claus. You all know him. His name is
Johnny Mathis.
He is the one that helps you and I when we're sick and has the answers to all our problems. Everything Santa gives to you, boys and girls, comes from
Johnny Mathis.
And now, children, if you just stay quiet for a few minutes, I would like to tell you a story about a small boy and the love for his donkey. He also watches
gay porn.
Eskimo roasting on an open fire.
Some say Christmas is getting together with family and friends. Others will tell you Christmas is about giving. Some people think that Christmas is about trees and ornaments, or Santa Claus and toys, or Rudolph with his nose so bright. And a whole lot of frustrated shoppers would tell you that Christmas is about last-minute shopping in stores with long lines and full parking lots.
Humbug.
But so many people miss the real meaning of Christmas, which is about blood, and frustrated shoppers.
Oh, okay.
But from the same work, we have a part which is very elegant and smooth.
I want to say that if you haven't sent out your Christmas cards yet, it's time. Everywhere you see, everyone's looking for a mailbox. I stopped in the corner of Hollywood and Vine tonight for a minute, and four people dropped letters in my mouth.
Hello,
This is Oliver J. Dragon. Ollie to my friends. Ooh, you know what? It's Christmas time here at the Cultopolitan Playhouse, and I wish you could be here to see the excitement. Ooh, everyone's hustling and bustling around. Madame Mogulpuss is out in the kitchen. She's out there wrapping Christmas presents on the big kitchen table. Colonel Cracky's helping her, and Cecil Bill, and... Mmm, I think Fran's out there cooking Christmas cookies for me. Beulah Witch is off getting the Christmas tree, and Koopla's over there... He's practicing the music. Hear him? We're going to sing Christmas carols later on. As for me, I am going to write a letter to a friend of mine. Now, if I can just find my pen. Now, let me... Oh, here it is. Now, get the paper. Right in front of me, old silly. Now, let me see. How shall I begin? I know. Dear Santa Claus.
I found your address in the magazine Footsie. I have very much interest on all productions with woman feet. I collect everything from feet. Photos, videos, magazines. For this reason, I like to order by you. I'm very happy if you inform me for what products, prizes, and how I can order this product by you.
They'll be expecting you to ring their bell.
Oh, this is Santa Claus, boys and girls, and I'm going to tell you just what will happen the night before Christmas. It'll be a mighty cold night up there in the North Pole, just like last year. I've been busy all along with Mrs. Claus, my little helpers, reading your letters and getting all the toys ready that you've asked for. There are always the last few late letters. Here's one from Little Mark. He wants a choo-choo train. Woo! 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 Oh, and here's a letter from Little Mary. She wants a puppy dog. Arf, 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 arf. Ah, Bob and Ray, they want a jet plane. Oh, and here's a set of drums for Gary. Ah, but it's getting late. There's a long journey ahead, so I'll dress warmly, fill my bag with toys, say goodbye to Mrs. Claus and all my little helpers, Pete Dancer and Pete Prancer, check the runners on my sleigh, and off I go! Into the air, over the rooftop, until I see the first house. There it is! Closer, closer, closer! Until I reach the roof. Leaving the sleigh and the reindeers outside, down the chimney I go. Very funny. I'll fill the stockings over the fireplace. They thread under the Christmas tree, and there's just time for a bite of food that you so kindly left for me. So good. Time is flying, so back up the chimney, into the sleigh, to continue the journey. Down one side of the street, down the other side of the street, up and down chimneys all night long, filling stockings and spreading presents underneath the Christmas tree, and eating, and eating, and eating, and eating, and getting fatter and fatter. But don't worry, children, as fat as I am, I'll never get stuck in your chimney. No, sir. But I'll do my best to leave all the things you asked for, because you've been oh so good all year long. Then at the first crack of dawn, my bag will be empty. And I'll head back to the North Pole. Over the rooftop, high in the sky, traveling oh so high, so far and far away, so nobody can see me. This is Santa Claus. Giddy up, guys. Giddy up, friends. Oh, away. And a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you all. This is Santa Claus.
The present way Christmas is celebrated isn't the traditional way, stretching back to the founding of the country. No, the current commercialized way Christmas is celebrated only started around the 1920s.
Doesn't have the old zing.
Yes, sir, a visit with Santa Claus is one thing I couldn't miss.
Listen to this. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Ruin everything.
At this time, I guess, you know, from now on, I should expect well things to go along with it.
Feliz Navidad on number 4. You can find the rest and this online right now for free. All four of them at Bleek, B-L-E-E-K, dot sensoryresearch.net.
Welcome to the Christmas Pageant of Peace. Each year we gather here to celebrate the season of hope and joy, and to remember the story of one humble life that lifted the sights of humanity. Santa, thanks for coming. Glad you made it. I know you got a lot of commitments this time of year, but I appreciate all our entertainers. Thanks for being here. It was a fantastic evening. Christmas is a time to rejoice and to give thanks for the blessings of the season. We also remember that we have a responsibility to help those in need.
What to do?
To the Batmobile. Turn on the lights. And would you help turn on these lights as well by counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Is coming, and it's taking a long time. We got a chance to get some big things done. I've got a message from God.
Yeah,
a vision of love. It's God's gift to the world. I've got a whole lot of love. Check. I've got a whole lot of love. I've got a whole lot of love. X. Christmas is coming. Peace to the world. I'm on a mission from God. I've got a whole lot of love. At this hour, the world is witnessing terrible suffering and horrible crimes in the Darfur region of Sudan. Crimes my government has concluded are genocide.
The human cost is beyond calculation.
I call on the government of Sudan to honor the ceasefire it signed and to help prevent further bloodshed.
I call upon Congress. More troops are needed to protect the innocent.
We need to intervene now before it's too late.
In the long run, the tragedy in Western Sudan requires a settlement between the government and the rebels. All sides must control their forces, end the killing, and negotiate the peace of a suffering land.
Christmas is coming, and it's taking a long time. We got a chance to get some big things done.
We can do it.
Red line.
Our plan is working.
Now, what I'm telling you is technology is going to help us achieve the objective. Something no president or Congress has been able to do.
We're strongly committed to peace for all the peoples of Sudan.
That's the true spirit of America.
The love.
This is the road to paradise.
I still can't figure out why it's a good thing for us to be at war with Iraq and have all these middle-class people over there sacrificing. Surely there's some way we can find in this new moment of hope, peace. Peace in the Middle East, peace in the Middle East, peace in the Middle East. Christmas, in this time of war, we pray for freedom and justice and peace on earth. We set our faith in human love and in God's care for us and all men everywhere. We ask for God to watch over our men and women in uniform who are serving overseas. Their families miss them, hold a seat open for them, and pray for their safe return.
Christmas is coming, and it's taking a long time.
We got a chance to get some big things done.
I've got a message from God.
Yeah,
a vision of love.
It's God's gift to the world.
I've got a whole lot of love.
Check. I've got a whole lot of love. I've got a whole lot of love.
X. Christmas is coming.
Peace to the world.
I'm on a mission from God.
I've got a whole lot of love.
Check.
Fetch me a scalpel, nurse. Give me a second to reset the counter. Give me the strength to tear out my insides. Give me the stoutness of heart and the clarity of mind that this day requires. Let the cat nod off in my lap, and I'll blow the candles out. Happy birthday.
What's in that large suitcase you're opening?
A Tickle Me to Decent Richards doll.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Happy Christmas, Kyoko.
Happy Christmas, Judy.
Happy Father.
Ho, 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 ho!
Merry Christmas, Dickhead.
Sometimes I think all that Santa crap's just bull. If he was so real, how come we didn't get squat last year?
We didn't do nothing wrong. We still got the shaft.
I don't think Santa Claus gonna make it this year. He's in jail.
With a sack full of toys.
Hanky!
Christmas poo. When Christmas leaves, he must leave too. Flush him down, but he's never gone. His smell and his spirit lingers on.
Howdy-ho! Oh, it's holiday time, holiday time. Please don't drink and drive.
A beautiful white Christmas is upon us once again, bringing love and peace across the land.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Ah,
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
She gave him a bag.
With every Christmas heart I run.
And later that night, the baby Jesus was visited by three spiritual apparitions. Frosty, the snowman, Santa, the fat man, and the Prince of Darkness, Lucifer. And the first of these was Frosty, the holy snowman. And Frosty, who is a jolly, happy soul, saith unto the baby Jesus, Happy birthday! And led he him down the streets of Jerusalem town right to a traffic cop. And he only paused a moment when he heard him yell,
Jew, stop!
Frosty pulled baby Jesus by the scruff of his holy neck, and run did they them right into the Christmas past, when children had no snow. And baby Jesus did weep, and a voice from heaven bellowed, Behold, from this day forth there shall be snow. And Frosty saith unto the baby Jesus, Thumpety thump thump, thumpety thump thump. And Frosty didst take a piece of snow from himself, and held it out to baby Jesus. And this did Frosty saith unto him, Eat of this snowball, it is my body. And the baby Jesus grabbeth a piece of snow from beneath his feet and saith unto Frosty, Eat not of this snow, for it is yellow. And then did Frosty the holy snowman hurry on his way, but he saith goodbye, and thou shalt not cry. I'll be back again someday.
What is wrong with you?
And the second apparition was Santa. And Santa was weeping, and showeth unto baby Jesus the Christmas present, wherein on the streets of Bethlehem all manner of midget and diminutive freak child did beg for food and clothing. And Santa cried out in anguish unto the baby Jesus, saying, Ho, 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 what wouldst thou have me do with these suffering freaks that your father, you know, your real father, hath created? And God spaketh through the baby Jesus, saying, Taketh thou the magic sleigh, and with it take these elf children far away from the Holy Land to the North Pole, and there they shall be jolly and free, toiling in the tunnels of the earth, mining toys from her bountiful bosom. And one night each year, Santa will deliver these toys to all the good little girls and boys. And every other night of the year, Santa shall be chained to the North Pole, and a buzzard shall feast upon his liver, for that is Santa's punishment. And with that, the Lord God Jehovah placed a finger to the side of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. And the third apparition was the fallen angel Lucifer, who offered the baby Jesus a smoke, which he refused. And that was the first temptation. And together they flew upon a magic carpet to a Christmas future, where Satan did show unto the newborn Lord's eyes a vision of bank machines and nuclear missiles, heroin addicts and Baywatch, the rise of Eminem and the fall of NASDAQ. And the Lord baby Jesus did cry out and avert his eyes and soil his holy diapers with the saddest urine ever expunged. And Satan did check his list twice, and saw he him that most people were naughty, and this pleased him. And his laughter thundered, and baby Jesus saw the four reindeer of the apocalypse. And Satan crieth out, and I heard him exclaim, as he called to each reindeer, he called them by name, on war, on famine, on death, on pestilence. And the naughty were terrified by what had befallen them, and rushed about in apocalyptic yuletide anguish. And the nice were dashing through the snow, laughing all the way, for they had purchased 2 weeks' worth of canned food and bottled water, just in case. And the baby Jesus wept, and exclaimeth that he wished he had never been born. And Satan didst grant the wish, and baby Jesus saw that if he hadn't been born, then mean old Mr. Potter would be the mayor, and Jerusalem would be called Potterusalem, and the savings and loan would go broke. He saw the lions in Rome starving to death with no Christians to eat. Baby Jesus saw the Beatles fail miserably when they had no one to say they were bigger than. He saw Buddhists swarm the earth, spreading their suspicious ideas of humility and meditation. He saw Andrew Lloyd Webber never get that crucial first break. He saw a planet eventually ruled by apes, and he fell to his knees crying,
"You maniacs! You blew it up! Oh, damn you! God damn you all to hell!"
And baby Jesus awoketh and realized that it had all been a dream, and he did run through the streets of Bethlehem, calling out, "Merry Christmas, Mary! Merry Christmas, Uncle Billy! Boy, bring me a goose!" And then the goose was brought forth, which then laid the golden calf, which disturbed the people, but amused the little Lord Jesus, who did smile and resume it he him the immaculate suckling of the holy areola of the Blessed Virgin's delicious, naked, firm, and perked bosom.
Well,
then he was crucified. Thus endeth Scroll the Second from the Lost Scrolls of Frosty.
Then each of the kids opens one present.
Johnny's first. His is a
strange little black box. But when he opens the lid...
Oh! I got nobody, so what's Christmas to me?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You suck.
Is it Christmas now? Asked Carol.
God, shut up!
Daddy said as he spilled packages on the table.
Children everywhere would like to hear a message from you, Santa, from right here at your home in North Pole. So I came up here to make a record for them all to hear.
Christmas means many things to many people. To some, Christmas means gaily wrapped gifts.
Oh.
That's right. Sounds of laughter and good cheer. To the folks at Preparation H, it means a time to pause for a few moments to... to give thanks to their friends who've been so kind and generous. So from...
Gee, Willikers.
From Preparation H. To you and yours. Very Merry Christmas.
Don't you think that if you clone Christ, he will in some way want to remonstrate with you as soon as he can?
Well, that's up to him. But, he'll be pretty lost without the batteries.
Serving bells, jingling all the way. Oh,
It very nice, your photos, and wait, see you. I want to know essence, please. Let me know where we promises, please, me. I'm worried. I need your help, okay? Make sure, right ways. Love, David. Oh, if you've got my mumbling number, you can have it. I need answers, messages, words, okay? I'm worried about where I live, in essence. I need your help. I need proof, right ways. Please, help. I'm worried.
Here come auf leisem Sohlengang zübermark, hat heimlich und verstohlen den ersten Schnee gebracht.
Schnee, I want to let the story that I've had a horse off on a slide. Oh, I can't hold a bell, she'll never hold a bell, she'll never hold a bell.
Did Mr. Ha Ha show me to himself?
It's Santa Claus!
Outer space Santa, shining up the stars. Outer space helpers, packing them in jars. Milky Way workshop, what a busy place. Getting Christmas ready for kids in outer space.
I dreamed I had a saucer that grew and grew and grew. I dreamed I was a pilot, I flew and flew and flew. I didn't see a thing all night, the earth was far away, until I saw the strangest sight along the Milky Way.
Outer space Santa, shining up the stars. Outer space helpers, packing them in jars. Milky Way workshop, what a busy place. Getting Christmas ready for kids in outer space.
Their Santa was an odd one, not fat but tall and thin. He didn't have white whiskers, but moon glow on his chin. His suit was made of stardust, it really sparkled neat. He didn't go ho, 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 he went beep, 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 beep.
Outer space Santa, shining up the stars. Outer space helpers, packing them in jars. Milky Way workshop, what a busy place. Getting Christmas ready for kids in outer space.
I jumped the flying saucer and flew and flew and flew. Till back in bed I landed, was glad to be there too. Now you don't have to worry about the kids on Mars. They've got a Santa of their own, they won't be needing ours.
Outer space Santa, shining up the stars. Outer space helpers, packing them in jars. Milky Way workshop, what a busy place, getting Christmas ready for kids in outer space.
Oh, Frosty.
me useless crap for Christmas.
Judy and Jimmy, with their friends Cinnamon Bear and the Crazy Quilt Dragon, have made a marvelous discovery. As you'll probably remember, they're still in the Golden Grove, where they were supposed to find an important clue under the singing tree. But that was practically impossible, because all the trees in the Golden Grove looked exactly alike. Too tired to look further, they fell asleep. And when they awakened, they discovered they'd been napping right under the very tree they were searching for. And that wasn't all they discovered, for right beside them stood an enormous silk hat with windows and a door in it. And pinned to the door, a note which Jimmy is about to read. Let's listen.
Dear Chenille, for some 16 weeks now, I've had by me daily sport of Thursday, 1st of July, 1999. Featuring, full front page, gorgeous you, your gorgeous bed bum presented, what do you prefer called, your bottom, Chenille. Whence, I'm to say at last, well, never in all my life before, be that either in some mag or in the flesh, some girlfriend's, lady friend's bed bum pastor, have I seen female bed full bottom, darling, that even begins, approach the heavenly erotica of your wondrous bum cleavage between. Judging from the tennis rackets, tennis shoes, tennis hat set in the photo, the scenario, I guess, wouldn't have been Wimbledon, but whichever. Just how you're seated, your bed bottom over edge of white stone. It's fab, no less.
Menstruation, the final frontier. This is the research of SEMCOR, its continuing mission to explore strange yet familiar body parts, to seek out new information unfamiliar to the medical profession, to boldly go where no man has gone before. Tired of frantically raising your shields with those unexpected periods? Fed up of not really understanding what's going on in the nether regions of your space? Come to the Center for Menstrual Cycle and Ovulation Research and learn how to live long and prosper through all phases of your cycle. SEMCOR can give you the tools to chart your way through your cycle so it seems like a safe space rather than the outer reaches of the galaxy. Our prime directive is to educate women about their bodies so they can have peace and a long life. To that end, we're recruiting volunteers for a menstrual cycle and ovulation study involving a personal log and urine samples, all completed in the privacy of your own quarters. Participants must be between the ages of 20 and 40, have menstruated in the last 3 months, and not be taking any hormonal medications such as birth control pills. Resistance is futile. Set your coordinates to www.semcor.ubc.ca or call 604-875-5960. We're the Center for Menstrual Cycle and Ovulation Research.
Hello, you're listening to...
Hello again. The mic has been switched around. Good job, Bleak. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Normally we have bands coming on.